Strike Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Making your way as a newcomer in the business world can be hard enough, but for people working in startup businesses, especially without a lot of business experience behind them, the challenges can be daunting. Add to that the challenges many women still face in the workplace, and you might imagine that the landscape is even tougher.
But this week, the Milwaukee co-working space called Ward 4 is aiming to work specifically with women entrepreneurs. Kenzie Enright's title is Ward 4 Community Curator, and we visited her at Ward 4 in the Pritzlaff Building in downtown Milwaukee. Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's start with the beginning. Where are we right now? What is Ward 4?
So Ward 4 is a co-working space right in between Milwaukee's 3rd and 5th wards, so it seemed only right to label it Ward 4. So actually, shortly after Chris Abley founded CSA Partners, he started to explore startups and kind of the industry and the world of startups. So he noticed all these startups were housed in tech hubs and incubators, where there were words like energy and collaboration, and Chicago has like 1871, Minneapolis has Coco, WeWork is all over the place now. And he noticed we really don't have that in Milwaukee. So with that, he kind of really just discovered a need in Milwaukee for that kind of tech hub, one that would really foster that creativity and really nurture that collaboration and encourage that in the community and encourage growth of the startup industry and Milwaukee's community as a whole.
Right. Let me cut you off there. I mean, talk a little bit more about what co-working represents in that dynamic. Why is it important for people from startups that might not on their surface have anything to do with each other to be within close proximity to each other?
Yeah. So I got the first taste of co-working my first day here when I was trying to do the Ward 4 website. And I was sitting out there and I was pretty much pulling my hair out, frustrated. I can't even handle when iTunes updates. I'm not really good with that kind of stuff. So someone walked over to me who has a graphic design background and she said, "Can I help you?" So she sat with me for 45 minutes and did everything that I had been working on for 5 hours. And that was when I was like, okay, I get it. It's really collaboration focused. We are actually helping each other. And I think a lot of startups have people that are really good at one thing, like really, really great at one skill. But someone with a development background doesn't necessarily have a great sales background. And so in the community here, we have people with all these kinds of skills that we can kind of work on. And it's really helpful to startups and to Milwaukee to build on that. It's growing the startup community.
You actually came to Ward 4 before you were actually working for Ward 4, right?
I was. I started at Bright Sellers. So by some work of magic, I actually just was matched with Bright Sellers through an intern match and came and had my interview and then ended up being the first intern they hired in Milwaukee, which was insane. I was here when there weren't even doors or windows, and it was really cool.
And for people who don't know what Bright Sellers is...
Yeah, so it's a subscription wine company. But the two founders, so Joe Lorendi and Richard Yao, they actually were at MIT and took, I think it was some kind of wine class and found out this is a really cool thing. We want to do more with this. And Joe was a TA at with an algorithms class. So they decided to make a company of it, and it's grown so insanely much. I mean, I was the fifth person here in Milwaukee at Ward 4, and now they have, I believe, at least 30 employees.
Well, and talk about, and someday we're gonna take a little audio tour of this place, but talk about the significance of this space that we're in, not necessarily your office in particular, but this does not look like a typical office environment.
No, not at all. And I actually I have friends who come in from out of town and say this exists in Milwaukee. It's really cool to have that. But yeah, I think it's open. It's an open co-working space. We have some private offices, but also those offices have windows as doors because we still want to keep that energy and that focus on collaboration going. We have an event space that's huge. It's really industrial, and it's really conducive to that feeling that we're wanting to make an entrepreneurial ecosystem in Milwaukee.
Well, and what strikes me about it is that the inside of the building really kind of reflects what the outside of the building looks like. It's this is an old hardware building.
They called it the Amazon of the 1800s. So it's old. And there are still some artifacts, we like to call them, around the building from the hardware companies. And the staircase is the original staircase. So we still have a lot of that old Milwaukee in the building when we also have this innovative space. So it's really cool.
So the reason we're talking right now is that in the coming week, you're working specifically with women entrepreneurs. First of all, what distinguishes, a woman in a startup from a man in a startup?
Yeah, so a big thing is meeting Chris Abley and being able to work here. was a crazy opportunity for me because as a woman who came from before Bright Sellers, I was just at an office. I really didn't understand that I could do anything or be working to the potential that I am now. And he always was so, and he continues to be so encouraging of being inclusive of everyone and really giving everyone the tools to be as successful as they can be. So when I realized that existed, it was huge. I mean, just even coming to Bright Sellers, seeing that this existed in Milwaukee was crazy. And so all of my good girlfriends from high school and college would graduate and leave, never coming back to Milwaukee. Didn't see Milwaukee as a destination. I didn't either until I came here. And I think people are leaving. They don't know that it can be a destination. And it's got this insane potential. So my idea, and I think Ward 4 and the founders and Chris, we want women entrepreneurs to be successful and understand they have access to this. And we want to help them build their network.
It's interesting because I think we tend to think, or maybe just men tend to think, that there are so many more opportunities for women than there used to be. But if I get what you're saying correctly, there's still some kind of ingrained, I don't know whether it's lack of expectations or just it's still more difficult for women to connect with the startup world.
I agree. I think it's also a male-dominated space. I mean, often I'm the only woman in a group of people that I'm meeting with. So I think when Chris and Brian and Steve from Ward 4 or from CSA Partners asked me to work for them, I was like, whoa, I can do this. And I've continued to like show myself that I can. And I want other women to experience that because I just don't think a lot of women know that they can. I didn't. And I now my biggest passion is having people understand that they can.
Well, what was your, you know, what were you hoping to do before you got into this?
I was an ad PR student. I worked at the athletic department at UWM, and I loved it. I had amazing coworkers and a really cool boss. And then I just wanted to switch it up, and I thought, I'm in a cubicle. I like my job, but I think this just isn't really my place. So then when I came to Bright Sellers, I was like, startups. This is me now. Like, I can never go sit in an office again. So when I saw that, I was like, I really want to get into this. So my dream job was essentially explained to me in these guys asking me to work for them. It was really cool.
Well, it's also interesting because I think a lot of us who are not in the startup world think of startups as like aspiring to be something else. And I would imagine that there are a lot of startup companies that start as startups and then become more established businesses with more sort of conventional business space and doing things in a different way. But if I get what you're saying correctly, you and others sort of in the industry are attracted to startups because they are startups.
Yeah, I think there's something about that. When you do work for a startup, you have to care. You have to be so passionate or, you know, it's not going to do well. So I think something really unique about the startup industry is that everyone who is working for startups care so much about their jobs, and that's a really cool thing. And it's so awesome to be around. I mean, it's energizing. So I think that there's a passion behind a lot of individuals in this industry as well.
Is Ward 4 essentially a startup helping startups?
We could put it that way, yeah, I think so. I think there's a lot that we are developing still even, so it's cool.
Well, so talk about how the events of the next few days, and we're talking before they actually start, but talk about how the events of the week of women entrepreneurship, if you will, what's going to happen and how are they geared towards the kinds of things you were talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So Monday night, we're having the initial women's entrepreneurship night. We're having a panel of women from, I think, every walk of life. We're having even someone who started as a VP of sales at US Cellular, and now she's the president of Scanalytics, which is a startup down the hall. And then someone with marketing, the CEO of a marketing company. I mean, we have a lot of women to give different opinions and different insight, which I think is really important for us to hear. And then throughout the week, we're doing workshops. So skills like building a network. Maria Santa Caterina from Bright Sellers is actually holding that one. And then Michelle from Soch, the CEO of Soch, is having one on, she does marketing and branding and social media, and she's amazing. So we're all being able to sit in on this and learn the best ways to do certain things. We're also having free headshots for all women entrepreneurs, which will be a great thing, I mean, just professionally to build that. And we're hosting a self-defense class by a all-woman-owned self-defense company.
Now, what does that have to do with entrepreneurship?
So, I mean, I have it where we're downtown in Milwaukee. This has been very prevalent in everyone's lives, I think, more recently. But walking out of the building, I never don't have my hand on my pepper spray, just because that's how I am always. And it's kind of something, and it's a scary thing for all women. I think it's very, very common. It's something you always have to be aware of as a woman. So it's, we want to make that confidence and instill some kind of power and help out women that really feel the same way, have the same experiences.
At the end of the week, what do you hope the lasting impact of this kind of, I don't want to say intense, but this, you know, sort of tightly grouped set of events, what do you hope the lasting impact is going to be for the people that you work with?
If I could have one thing, it would be for at least one person, one woman, to walk away from this thinking of herself as a person that can totally dominate at being a woman entrepreneur, because she can. So that's really important. I think it's cool to work for a group of people like Kristen, Brian, and Steve that are so encouraging of that. And if I can give that feeling, and if I can help, and if our network can help build that for women, that's the most important thing.
Kenzie Enright, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Kenzie Enright is Ward 4's community curator. You can find more information about Ward 4 and its Women's Entrepreneurship Week work at wuwm.com.